No, I don't care. Let the cat run. yeah. It's sad for me, but good for everyone
else. I'm sorry.
It's all right. I'll just cry on the show. Anyway, we're live. We've got the kitty in the show. That makes me happy. That makes my heart warm. I love it that we have a cat on the show. That's
me. He's just walking around.
Well, we are live on Facebook, and I'm opening up my other computer here so that we can share Miss Lewandowski along to all the women and men in our country. But I do have the great Joy Lewandowski here with me. She is one of the lady hammers over at McKendry U. She was fourth in the nation this year at the end of it all. But she just finished third and second at our UWWs and U23s. Great competition we saw there. That was awesome. And I mean, I read the bio I sent out. There's a lot of things she's done. She's a great wrestler, great family. And she's here with us today. What's happening, Joy? How are you? Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, shout out to your dad for putting it together. Maybe he can get me some more girls, too.
I was going to say, probably my dad just bribed you, because I don't know who would want to just talk to me for 30 minutes. That's all they're doing.
No, I love talking to everybody. Like I told you, I had your friend Emma on early on when I really, truly had no idea what I was doing. I was just asking questions. I could probably interview her better now. I've seen her do some more things, but it's cool to see what you guys are doing up there at McKendry, to see what you ladies are doing as a whole in our country. I know you guys are really, really doing awesome, and to see that you guys are back on the mat, right? I mean,
we're actually lucky enough to be on the mat. I know a lot of schools, it's just different, you know, with the restrictions everywhere, but we've been blessed to be able to, we have like a lot of restrictions this year, but we're still able to at least be wrestling and training and just a little bit different. And sometimes you can't go to practice and stuff like that, but you know, for the most part it's regular training. So it's good.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah. I just hope that, and if you see me looking down, it's cause I'm just quickly sharing you all around the country. So
share away. You're good.
I feel like everybody can meet you like I am. They probably know you and I don't, but I know you now.
Now we do.
Yeah, I know you now. But yeah, I talked to your dad I don't know if it's been a couple weeks, a month, when it's been, but obviously you guys as a family are doing big things for women's wrestling with the American Women's Wrestling page. And, have you broken the record? Has he written more columns about the family wrestling than anybody else, or does he try to stay away?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think he's done too many about like including me. I'll see, you know, my name posted everywhere, but I just hope that's because I was actually wrestling well or something. But
not just because he was your dad, right?
Yeah. He's pretty versatile. He covers like everything now. It's great because we used to always talk about how like there's a lot of really good stories in women's wrestling and like good rivalries, and it can be really exciting, but people just, Flo does their best, you know, but there's also so many male wrestlers to cover it all. So we're talking there should be like some sort of media outlet that strictly covers women's wrestling just so people can follow the stories if they want. And my dad's like, I'll start it. I'll do it myself. He's like,
it's done well for him. I see him doing it, and it's pretty cool. Yeah, kind of the, you know, I think we all wanted to make a voice for wrestling, and we did it. Obviously, he's got, I believe your younger sister's a pretty good wrestler, too, he mentioned to me.
Yeah, I've actually got two younger sisters that both wrestle, and two younger brothers as well. So there's going to be a lot of Lewandowski wrestlers for the next couple of years.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I know there was one sibling that he told me wasn't too into it, though. One of them kind of stayed away from it, right?
Yeah, there's six kids in the family and five wrestlers. Sorry, my kitten's running all over. Grace, my oldest sister, she's 22. And I got into wrestling in like eighth grade. And that was kind of like when Esther got in, my younger sister, she got in a little bit before I did. But Grace, my older sister, was like a freshman in high school, and she was like, no, it's too late. And she's really into music too, so it was just never her thing.
But I heard you were kind of like that at first too, right? All of a sudden you got to the one day you were like, well, let me try it, and then next thing you knew, boom, off and running.
Yeah, I mean, there weren't too many female wrestlers around me, and it was always just like my dad started the club for my brothers. It wasn't really an idea I had. But I loved sports. So I did, you know, soccer, track, diving. I don't know what else I did. I tried a lot of different stuff and I was like, I don't know, man, the one thing I don't think I'm going to try is wrestling, even though he had his own club. But it was one of my, my female friends in high school. She was starting at my dad's club and she needed a practice partner one day. So I was like, all right, I'll come to one practice. Like I'll help her out for this one time. And after the one practice, I was like, turns out it's sick. Turns out I got to go back. Oh no.
Yeah, that's what happened. I was talking to another girl on the show. And I remember she was like, I never wanted to do it. Never wanted to do it. And then all of a sudden it just became my boyfriend. Like I did it once and it was like, I never wanted to break up with it.
Seriously. It hooks you.
Yeah. Yeah. She said it just, I was hooked, but you know, I know you're from, from New York, outside of the city, one of the suburbs out there, right? And you grew up in the wrestling club. You know, what was it like? A lot of kids don't have the, that where they can just, anytime they want, well, dad's got a club, I'll just go roll when I want to. But
yeah,
you know, what was it like to have that opportunity given to you growing up?
I mean, it was, so I actually, like I said, I didn't start until eighth grade, but then from that point on, there was always opportunity. Like if I wanted to go to a practice outside of school or something, it was really just like, if you have the passion for the sport, like there's chances to get better. And it's right there. Like I can ask my dad in the garage to help me with something, which is, you know, sweet. But it really did. Like, I never had the, I've talked to like a lot of people, they have like the moment where they choose like, wow, I love wrestling, like where they think about quitting, or you know what I mean, like sometimes it's like hard and then people have like that breakthrough. I started so late that as soon as I started, I was like all in. I was like, let's do this. So it was pretty sweet to just be able to, I was going like to my club practices and then like to some other club practices and then my high school practices. Sometimes I'd do like 3 in one day, which my body now could not handle that.
Yeah, but, I mean, I obviously you're his daughter, right? So he's going to say very good things about you. But one thing he said was he was pretty impressed because you kind of picked it up quick and kind of excelled fast. Like there was a drive in you that kind of was different, right? And that's pretty cool. And maybe it was part of your life. It wasn't like you could say, I'm not going to work with dad today, right? Like it's you were there, right? And that, you know, what do you think? What do you think gave you that drive just to be that great so quick?
I mean, as a person, like I can be a perfectionist when it comes to some things. Obviously wrestling is a sport that's a pretty hard to be a perfectionist in, but I think it was just once I found wrestling and I loved it so much, I just wanted to be the best I could possibly be. Like I was like, why do such a hard sport? Man, be quiet. Why do, you know, such a hard sport that's gonna exhaust me every day and like push me to my breaking point if I don't love it and I don't want to be the best version of it that I can be. So I think I just really enjoy it and I like seeing progress. It's like it's a sport where you can really see your own progress if you put in the work. So like I said, it just hooked me, I guess, and I just wanted to see how good I can get. I'm still trying to see.
Yeah, and obviously you had a great high school career, lots of success there, and then you chose McKendree. You're a junior now, right?
Yep, it's my junior year.
McKendree's obviously, I believe that the top women's wrestling program in the nation right now. Is that correct? Are they still up
there? Yeah, we won individual nationals and national duels last year. However, if we're talking specific rankings, they put us at number 2 this year. Not sure why, but
let's call them out right now.
Yeah, I don't know who messed up there, but no. There's other very respectable teams as well, but we have won the national titles, national duels past 2 years, and then the individual nationals.
Yeah, that makes sense to put you at 2. That makes
Yeah, I mean,
sounds like typical ranking people. The guy I do a show with every Tuesday does rankings, except for you, Brant. You're the best ranker in the world, right?
Yeah, except for not you. I'm not talking about you.
Yeah, but not you. Everyone else. You obviously you had to compete with men coming up, with boys. Was there a I'm sorry, we'll get back to choosing McKendree, but part of it, when I've talked to young ladies that made the transition from high school to college, that had to always wrestle men, it was a tough transition to go from wrestling men 100% of the time to now only women, because, you know, women are stronger in their lower body, not their upper body, where men were stronger in their upper body, not their lower. And there was certain things that, that how you would wrestle them coming up. Did you find that to be a thing as well when you made that transition?
There was definitely a switch. I mean, the biggest switch is the fact that high school's folk style and then you wrestle freestyle in college. But in high school, I'm nothing but thankful for the fact that I wrestled on a men's team, because I know there are a lot of women that have tough experiences, depending on, you know, if the men accept them, their teammates, and if their coaches are, you know, supportive of them. But my team was nothing but supportive, and they just treated me like, you know, one of the guys, just another wrestler. So I had a really good experience there. And there were some things, like, I guess once I got to college, I saw that I was a little bit, I didn't know how to drill correctly. You know, when you drill with the guys, it's all like really fast paced, really hard, and not as focused. So that was something I had to find once I started drilling with women. I had a few partners my freshman year be like, yo, chill out. Like, you can go a little slower. You can focus on getting the form right and your technique like correct, instead of just like pounding on my head or something. But yeah, the boys team, I feel like that taught me to be tough, and it got me to be like, you either got to love the sport and go all out, or they're going to beat the crap out of you. So it definitely shaped me to the wrestler I am now. And college is really nice to be able to wrestle, you know, my equals.
Yeah, that's cool. And, you know, a lot of you obviously with a great high school career, you had a lot of opportunities. What made McKendree the right fit for you?
McKendree was just, I visited a few schools, and McKendree was just the place that I love. Sam is like, as soon as I met him, he's just a great guy. He's got a lot of the qualities that I was looking for in a coach, just really focused and driven, and wants what's best, you know, wants what's best for their athletes. And I don't know, it was just the atmosphere there. Like, I could just tell that when I got there, like, the people that are there, they're there to win, and they're there to support each other. And they told me right off the bat, they're like, yeah, if you're coming here, it's not just a team, it's a family. And you hear that, you're like, yeah, sure. But I found it to be really true. Like,
well, one thing that I heard about you was that you were offered starting positions at other programs, but you were going to be number two or three or four at this program if you went there. But that was part of what made you make that decision. Can you tell us why?
Yeah, actually. So getting there, I knew that, you know, Alex Guade.
Yes.
Yeah, she was there at my.
I don't know her personally, but I've heard the name. Obviously, I think most people.
Yeah, she's an incredible woman, by the way. You should have her on.
Oh, hey, maybe you can help me.
Yeah, maybe I'll set that up. But yeah, I mean, I just didn't want to go somewhere where I feel like going from high school to college, you want to make big changes in your wrestling and improve and stuff. And you got to kind of get to the next level. And I didn't want to go somewhere where I was already going to be at the top of the food chain and not have much to learn from the people around me. Cause I knew I had a lot to learn. So I think going there and having, actually my freshman year, I had two women at my weight, that were better than I was. And then last year, Alex and I were yet again both at 155. So it definitely made me. I got my butt beat a few times, a little bit more than a few times, but it shows me the areas that I needed to improve, and I'm really thankful for it.
Yeah, I mean, it says a lot too about your character. I mean, just to say, okay, I'm not going to take the easy path. I want to get better. Obviously, we go to college to get an education, right? But you were also wrestling was able to help you do that. But just not to choose the easy path, to say, look, I want to fight for my spot. I want to get better for my spot.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Plus, Illinois is a pretty cool state, right? The area is pretty nice up there.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
I like hikes and stuff, so there's not a whole lot to do in that sense out here, but other than that.
You know, and how about, I know I had your dad on, and obviously your family is built from the ground up around faith. He was a Christian rock star or something like that.
Christian rock star.
Rock star, like he was jamming.
Did you guys talk about that when you had him on?
He brought it up because I asked him about, first tell us about who you are, right? And then he went into, why I started this was I was doing this. And then he goes, funny story, right? And then I was like, yeah, I didn't expect that to come out of his mouth, right?
No.
Talk about wrestling or something happened and he did something and then we were going to go, ha, 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 and then it was going to be on, but it was nothing. He goes, well, I traveled as a Christian rock band, and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Like, I listened to some of those guys, right?
Yeah.
More like rap. My son, I remember, he goes to a Christian school, and I was telling your dad this, and we listened to non-Christian rap too, right? But one of his teachers, like, introduced him to, I forget the guy's name, but, and said, hey, listen to this guy, and we listened to him, and we were like, yo, that's good. Starts an L. Lecrae. Yeah. And we were like, man, that guy's pretty good. So we started listening to stuff like that too. But, what has it meant to you and how has that helped you be who you are and make the decisions you've made and chose to take certain paths you've done?
My faith, you mean?
Yes. I know that's pretty, really big to you and your family. And I just wanted to
ask you about that. Yeah, I mean, that was also a big pro of McKendree, because going there, I mean, not that I needed, obviously McKendree's not even a Christian school, but that was another piece of like the atmosphere that I kind of saw when I went on my visits there. There's a lot of support for people who have faith in God and a lot of access with like FCA, and I've been pretty involved with the FCA group there. But yeah, I mean, my faith is something that, like I said, wrestling is such a hard sport. Like, it brings out the best and the worst in people. And so my faith has been able to keep me kind of grounded through all of that. And it's kept my passion for the sport, because I've taken, a lot of losses, and I continue to take losses at a lot of competitions, because you're not always going to win. But when I know that my identity is in Christ, it's like, if I lose, it's like, all right, well, I found some areas I got to improve now, and I'm still okay. Like, I'm still a solid person.
Yeah.
Because awesome. My identity is not that I'm a wrestler. It's, that I'm a child of God and I get to wrestle to glorify him. So
that's pretty cool. And did your dad make you guys do like the band thing in the garage and grab an instrument?
Often it was growing up, it was just, we traveled everywhere with him. Like I think I spent more time in one of those, is it a 16 or 15 passenger van? Those big ones.
Yeah, the,
I don't know.
They're large.
Yeah. Those huge vans. I think I spent more time in that than my own home growing up. Cause he would always just go on little tours, across the country to different churches and stuff like that. And he would bring us along. And me and my older sister, Grace, we started like a jewelry business. It was pathetic. I don't want to see what we were selling. People definitely bought it because they felt bad for us. Oh, but yeah. We started a jewelry business where we would like travel with him and sell this homemade jewelry. And then we'd like donate the money to countries in Africa and China and stuff like that. But that was pretty much my childhood, like on the road with him and his band. And We were Derek's kids, so we always felt like we were super cool because we got like backstage passes everywhere we went. Yeah. And stuff.
You got to like fangirl out and stuff, right?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. Hey, so I know I was at I was at the Sunshine Duels, and we had a young lady, Hannah Hall, that signed with you guys up there at McKendree. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just saw that.
Florida, and I saw your dad posted something about her as well, which is pretty cool. But what will that addition be to your team?
I mean, I've never met her personally, but we're definitely excited. It's always exciting having new people come in, and we love to add to what we call the family and just see each other's successes. This year we had some I mean, we haven't had any competitions yet, but other than the U23s and juniors, but we have some freshmen that it's pretty sweet to have them on the team now. They already are just bought in completely, you know, work hard, go in for extra stuff, and they're just great people. So we're excited to have her too. And
yeah, we wish her, she's a Florida girl, so we wish her the best of luck. And
yeah
there and blends right in with you guys, and obviously you
Florida
guys
to the Midwest her. that should be fun.
Yeah, she should have a great time there. Well, talk about that. I know that with all this, you were lucky enough, blessed enough to have the 23s and UWW and get out there.
Yeah.
You did very well, second and third place finish in two of maybe the toughest weight classes that were on the mat there. But talk about the experience. Talk about seeing all these young women. And what it means to you now to be able to compete at that level.
It was great. I didn't know going in how many people we were going to have because of COVID and everything going on. But there was, you know, some collegiate girls, some girls that train at, you know, the OTC. And then there's high schoolers there. And so it was definitely just a great, a variety. And you got to see people at all levels. But the cool thing was, like, some of these high schoolers are coming out, you know, going against girls that are multiple world team members or big names or whatever. And they're just like, they don't care. They're just taking people out, taking names. So it was a great atmosphere, and I'm sure all the other girls as well as I am was like super thankful to be able to just compete. Like going in, I didn't have many nerves because I was like, I'm just thankful that I even get to step on the mat and compete against people because it's been so long. So it was exciting, and I'm glad that so many women came out.
Yeah, I think that athletes' passion for wrestling is going to change through this, right? Because I think when you lose something that you take for granted,
yeah,
get it back. I think you need to enjoy these wins, enjoy these losses, right? Because enjoy being able to do it again. And I know that your dad had mentioned you had probably one of the biggest wins of your career at the Worlds this year, right? You had a big win over a highly ranked girl. I don't remember her name, but he had mentioned to me, I think it was like 14-4. And that was really a good win for you.
I'm trying to blank on where was it at? What tournament?
I'll tell you. Hold on. Let me go back on this fancy iPhone thing I have. I think that's what he said. Well, if he's watching, can you throw a comment in there? The lady was. Go ahead, call her out. I dare you.
You said it was a match at U23s?
I think that's what he said. Here it is right here. Had a 14-4 win in U23s over 76-kilogram junior national champ.
Tristan Kelly.
Yeah. So that was a big win for you, apparently.
I'd never wrestled her. So I was just happy that I got to, she is a girl. I've heard her name a lot, you know, growing up, she was always at Fargo and did well there, and she's had a lot of success. So it's nice to be able to go against some bigger names and, you know, kind of test out myself, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. Well, yeah, and she's great. And we're not calling you out. We're just, I remember your dad mentioned that was a big win in your progress and your process.
Yeah, that was encouraging for sure.
Now, you know, obviously you ran into one of the Blade sisters there at the end. Everybody saw it. And those two young girls, I mean, what is that going to mean for USA Wrestling once you guys kind of get to where you're all USA Wrestling and at the world level? And what's it mean to see young ladies like that coming up in a sport where you guys still have to beg to be noticed? I mean, it's ridiculous, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, they're great women too, which is one of the best parts. I've only met Kennedy. That was the first time I'd ever wrestled her. But I've met her, I think like only twice in person, but she acts like your friends. Like, I feel like she acts like she's friends with everybody. She's just a great girl. But so her and her sister represent the sport well and represent women's wrestling really well. And so I'm just thankful to be able to compete, and I'm sure I'll see her again soon whenever we all get to wrestle on the mats.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're great for growing the sport and especially growing attention to women's wrestling, because they always show up and perform really well. So
Yeah, and that's part of the right? Being ready. And a lot of you, I mean, your best friend Emma Bonteal, big voice. Skylar Grote, big voice. I've seen mm-hmm. them all on there. I had Geneva Gray on again the other day talking about her clinic that she's going to do. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing to see what you all are doing to grow the sport. And, you know, what has it meant to you to see now? Because you obviously have a club in New York. I'm sure you and your sisters eventually want to go back there and give back to the sport at some level. Mm-hmm. And what will it mean to you now to, by the time you get there, you'll be able to see multiple girls growing and starting that, and you're starting to see Skylar already do it in New Jersey. You're starting mm-hmm. to see girls teams come up. I was at the Sunshine Nationals and there was a bunch of 10-year-old girls just scrapping, and it was fun to watch. And what does it mean when you see that happening in a sport where, you know, when you were coming up, you didn't have that?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. Like you said, like, I've already seen it happening. Going back home at my club, my sisters and I used to be like the only girls, and people, even like the little kids, when we were wrestling, it was always kind of like, ooh, like, you got to be partnered with the girl, like, you know. But now I go back home and like half of my dad's club is little girls, and nobody cares. Like, all these little boys are just like, oh, you want to be my partner? And like, they're asking them for help, and they're just equals. So it's only been, you know, since my eighth grade year, like, what, 7 years? I don't know. Maybe that's bad math, but yeah, just right. in my short time, like, I'm still competing, but I can see it's just growing so much. And just the girls being accepted as like normal being in the sport is a really big deal, I think. And that is through people, you know, like Skylar, like you said, and like Emma, and, you know, myself, I'm trying, yeah. just promoting it and representing it well. And, you know, wrestling for the right reasons, and just showing you're there to work hard just like everybody else. Yeah, it's been great to see that.
Yeah, it's been fun for me finally getting involved in the sport at a different level, because I wanted to get back and getting to learn about women's wrestling. I mean, I knew girls wrestled, but I never,
yeah.
I guess I'm just one of the, I never thought there was why are we against that? Like, I never understood the whole, I mean, there's women's volleyball, there's women's soccer, there's women's whatever, basketball, whatever there is. I mean, what does it matter that women want to wrestle? So, but yeah, it's cool to see that you go into a room now and it's like that. And I was telling you, I've got an eighth grader coming on tomorrow. I think she's in eighth grade. Is tomorrow Thursday? Tomorrow's Thursday. Say Wednesday? Yeah. Oh, no, I have her coming on Friday. And I got I was at a Mike Krause clinic, and she was an eighth grader, and she was putting it on the boys, and it was cool. And I remember, like, a dad was like, man, I haven't seen him get worked like that in a while, right? And
yeah,
he was awesome. We were all like, we were like fangirling at her, right? Like, his dad, right? And then it was pretty cool, because I took a picture of her, so I posted it, and I was like, hey, saw this eighth grader today, keep your eyes on this one. And I posted, thinking nothing of it, just doing what I do, right? She was awesome. Threw a post out there, keep your eye on this name. And then I get a message to find out she's a fan of the show. I'm like, so now I'm like, ooh, right?
Yeah. She even likes me.
She even likes me, right? So I was like, let's have her on. So she's coming on. She's coming on Friday night. That'll be cool to have her
That'll
on.
That'll be awesome.
But it's fun to see. I mean, that club at CFWA, that's where Chloe Ogden is out of. So she's obviously a name that we've seen on the big level. She's grown. She was she second at UW? I think she lost to Kilty. Or she came in third or something. So, you know, they're starting to produce girls out of that club. And
yeah,
see a lot of girls come out of everywhere in Florida, you know, Freedom and the guys Hall and Adderley down in Palm Harbor, down at South Dade. So it's, you know, I think our state was up to almost 400 girls this year at their tournament.
Have they sanctioned women's wrestling in Florida?
It starts next year.
Next year?
Their state, which we think it's real as people, but it wasn't sanctioned. So,
yeah.
I mean, from what I understand, they started that tournament years ago with, you know, 40 or 70 girls or something, and now
it's got really competitive, right?
Yeah, so it's fun to watch. And last year there was a girl from South Dade, Jasmine Godinez, that was a state qualifier, the only girl that made the state tournament. So
wow, good for her.
That was pretty awesome to see. And
yeah,
she wants to get back there because she said, I think I can win a match there, but I was so damn nervous. So, you know, you look around and it's a little bit different, right?
And, yeah, I mean, it's a great accomplishment to go, though.
Yeah, It's
in awesome. High school, I was never even close. Yeah, those boys are big and strong.
Yeah, she's a good girl, too. I've had her on. I've met her a couple of times, and she's just awesome. All right, are you ready for this?
Hit me with it.
Arm drag or arm throw?
Arm drag.
All right.
For sure.
I know you're far away from Chicago, but you're in Illinois, so I'm sure everybody knows what these are. You go New York dog or Chicago dog?
Ooh, I'm going to have to go with New York. It's the home state. And it's just better.
I like it. Suplex or head and arm?
Suplex. Yeah.
I like to throw people. Chicago pizza, New York pizza.
Okay. First of all, I'm going to go with
pretty good.
I'm going to go with New York, but the Emo's pizza out here, I don't know why my dad hates it. I think it's just because he wants to get in with those flow guys who hate it. The guys who run that podcast. But I swear it's good. Have you ever had Emo's?
I've had is it deep dish?
They have deep dish, but Emo's is like famous for like it's like what's it freaking called? It's like flat. It's just like people call it like a cracker because it's so thin.
Oh well, I love it then. Yeah, I love it then because I love pizza.
Like, I love pizza that tastes awful.
You can make me a pizza on the thinnest whatever, and if it's crispy, I'm good. I always tell them, and I know I get it from my dad. I went, unfortunately, I haven't seen him since last Thanksgiving because everything's been going on. And that's But I remember going down to the Keys, and he ordered a pizza, and it came out, and he's like, nope, put it back in. So I know exactly where I get it from, why I like it crispy. Yep.
Then you'd like Emo's.
Yeah. Are we going leg lace or gut wrench?
Leg lace, yeah. Love that's it. Actually maybe even a flaw. I usually strictly leg lace. I'll have a gut locked up and I'm like, I'm gonna slide on down.
Uh-oh, we got so Steve Hall, Hannah Hall's dad, says go Bearcats. And then there's a guy you call dad that says not true, Emo's is just bad, period.
Okay, yeah. He just wants to be friends with the flow guys. I'm telling you. We even had Emo's dad. Like when he came out and visited, I made us get Emo's and I'm like eating it. I'm like, this is delicious. And my sister Esther liked it too. And he's like taking a little bite off the corner. He's like, oh, like you've been to Africa. Like you survived on strictly rice. This is good.
Right. Yeah. I would like it. I would definitely like it. So are you going French fries or tater tots?
French fries, as long as there's ketchup.
Oh, don't say that in Illinois.
Was that not a big thing?
No ketchup. No ketchup. I remember going to the city. I know you're 4 hours from there, but I remember going to Chicago and the signs would be like, if you want ketchup, get out of here. I'm like, what? I need it for my fries. Like, okay, I get the hot dog thing. Half or cradle?
Well, in freestyle, I guess I'm going half. But back in folk style in high school, I would have done a cradle probably.
All right, we have a Heidi Joe Lewandowski sighting.
I think I know her.
Jack said it tastes like socks.
Jack? Jack's never had it, has he? I don't think that's my younger brother. And my dad said it tastes like socks, so.
So he's just gonna
say it. He's gonna jump right on, yeah.
Snickers or peanut butter cups?
Snickers, yep. Right. Can't beat them.
Hey. High C or ankle pick?
Oh, for sure ankle pick. Yeah. I'm pretty – if you see me shoot a high crotch, just mark the calendar because you probably won't see it again.
That's awesome. You know what? When I see, like, some kids that are at different levels and they hit the ankle pick, like, it's so easy. And then I see other kids where I'm like, see, how come they made it look easy? They're like that. Have you ever been on the mat before? Try to go try to get an ankle. Like, I get it.
I love them. Yeah. My long arms.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Last one. You go hot coffee or iced coffee?
Hot. And if it's not going to like scald my tongue off, then I don't want to drink it. I pretty much like my wife.
My wife, the same way. I took her to a coffee place once because I found this coffee place and I was like, oh man, I love it. I love it. So she saw, I guess she saw me on the, like, the Find My iPhone app. So she surprised me and showed up. She was in the area. And then she got the coffee. She's like, this sucks. It's cold. I'm like, it's not cold. It's burning my tongue. It's not burning my tongue. It sucks. It's cold. I'm like, but it's really good coffee.
It's burning my tongue.
If it doesn't burn my tongue, it's not hot enough for me. I'm like, oh.
It tastes different when it's scalding your mouth.
Heidi Jo says, ankle pick all day. Duh.
She knows.
She knows. Well, that's awesome, man. And I appreciate you. I appreciate your family. Thank you so much for coming on.
It was great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I had fun. I hope you enjoyed yourself. You know how to get in touch with me. Maybe on your drive back, I can kill some time for you. You can jump back on if you'd like. Talk about Christmas break or whatever.
Yeah.
Here with your kitten.
My kitten will be a little quieter then. He's really new, so he's kind of scared by everything.
I'm gonna go cry now because I miss my cat. I had so much fun because when the cat was a kitten, I used to take her on drives, and she would do the same thing. So it was really cool to watch her roaming around and stuff. She is very cute. Hey, mom and dad, if you didn't know that a cat was coming, now you know.
It's on its way.
Yeah, it's on its way.
But maybe I'll shoot you some numbers of some other women I think would be great to have on too.
Yeah, like I appreciate that. Thank you so much, and good luck with your season. Hopefully it stays the course, and keep kicking butt, and enjoy your Christmas break. And
Thank you.
I know you're on your way and to go see the family, so have a good one.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It was so much fun. Thank you.